This year, just a small number of mask-wearing delegates are allowed into the UN's large General Assembly Hall, where world leaders normally gather. Because of the threat of the coronavirus, politicians have been asked to send a pre-recorded video message instead of attending in person. But as the UN marks its 75th year, analysts say that the inability of global leaders to meet in person at this year's event will mean there's little chance for diplomatic progress at a time when tensions are growing between the world's superpowers. I'm Sarah Walton in New York.